So how's has the Warped Tour been everything you hoped it would be?
And more.
And more, awesome.
Yeah, I think it's been like... it's been difficult. Everyone said it was going to be the hardest thing ever, but it's just been so rewarding as well for us, so it's been really, really good.
And yes, that was thunder in the background. We're risking our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so what are some highlights so far?
I think every day is a highlight for us. We really didn't expect the kind of crowds that we've been getting, and we're really stoked about it.
Also, I know it's a little bit cliche, but there's actually a lot of bands on this tour that we looked up to through high school and through falling in love and with music and writing music and stuff like that. So it's cool to have all those people, like, I mean, they're on the headline stages and stuff like that. But it's super nice to be a part of the same thing, and also to be meeting them and having conversations with them, and for them to recognize our music exists. It's like, that's a highlight for us. Yeah.
All right. So of all the bands on tour, were there any that you were really longtime fans of and finally got to meet and become best friends with?
Ooh, I don't know about becoming best friends, but it was nice. All right, I'm going to stop talking because I'm stuttering heaps. I'm going to leave it to you.
I think bands like Newfound Glory, Yellow Card, and The Used are all bands that everyone listened to in high school, and that's why we played the kind of music that we play is because of those bands. So definitely being a part of the same tour as them has been really awesome.
We've made friends with a bunch of bands like You, Me at Six and We Are the Ocean. They're like our new friends. We've got a lot of friends that we toured with on Warped Tour before, which is really nice to hang out with them again. But it's nice to make friends with the British bands. We call ourselves the Commonwealth. It's awesome.
Okay. So your album, What Are You So Scared Of, in stores now. you has worked with Mark Trombino. Did he have any good stories about working with Jimmy Eat World or anything else like that?
He's a very kind of conservative man. He doesn't really say much about other stuff that he's done, but the guy's got such a wealth of knowledge, and he really knew everything that we wanted to do, and he knew how to get us there, so it was a dream come true kind of thing.
Yeah, it was exciting. I don't want to share the little things that he might have said were like secrets behind this or that, but it was really, really cool to hear little stories about the people that we've looked up to, like Blink, Jimmy Eat World, and The Starting Line. Like everyone loves those bands. So yeah, he was great to work with.
Okay.
Well, for more than one reason.
Well, good end result too, so that's the important thing. Yeah. All right, so do you have any other favorite bands from your home country of Australia?
Do we have favorite Australian bands? Obviously, like Parkway Drive. They really kind of got in Australia out there in the world in a really big way. So everyone in Australia looks up to them. Who else?
We always have this conversation. Every time we ask this question, we're like, our friends.
I don't know.
Things have changed. Like, we've been touring away from home a lot. Like, we haven't really got a chance to meet new bands and make new friends in Australia. So it's kind of like, and the old crews are like going separate ways and stuff. So I think it's a changing time for Australia, to be honest.
Out of curiosity, how big is The Living End in Australia?
I mean, I think they're respected, and I think they'll always have a fan base, but I think that fan base is growing up and has grown up. I don't know anyone that listens to them, to be honest. I don't. None of my friends do. So I don't think I'm in that... We're not in that scene. So, like, we don't really know much about it, but I think as they've gotten older, so is their crowd. And I'm not really sure what they're even up to, but I'm sure they're doing good things.
I mean, like, they came and played the U.S. years and years ago, but I haven't heard from them ever again.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened to them? Like, yeah. Did they fall off the earth? Like, what's going on? And
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about them for years.
And the worst thing is, their last two albums, I don't even know if they came out in America.
Really? Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, just had to find it online or something. But all right, so you guys were...
boring.
Yeah. Glad to be in here. Yeah, no, it's cool. So you guys have an acoustic version of your album available on Warped Tour. Did you write the album acoustically first, or was it something you just translated it to acoustic?
It's funny. when we wrote What Are You So Scared Of, it wasn't an acoustic core. We wrote it using a program called Guitar Pro, and then through demos and stuff like that, and sometimes a whole song would be finished and then I would start vocals. So it was nice to strip those songs back to acoustic the way that they could have started out. But what we're writing now, everything is starting acoustically, which feels really authentic. But again, What Are You So Scared Of was written like really unbalanced. It was sort of a lot of different medias and stuff like that.
Are you sneaking some unplugged stuff into your live set?
No, not on the Warped Tour, unfortunately. Yeah,
but
we wish.
25 minutes, so it's kind of like
you have to be
out.
Very picky with what songs you play.
That was lightning again, thunder.
Amazing.
All right, so I think on an alternative press feature, you, Jenna, hinted at that you want the next full length to be a little darker, a little...
Yeah.
Any details?
I guess we've always had songs that were in between. Like, we always had maybe pop vocals but edgy music, or maybe a happy song with edgier vocals. Like, but this time we've really divided the two, and the songs are either happy or sad or angry. So it kind of brings a bipolar aspect to Tonight Alive. It's like, if you're angry and you want to hear something angry, you put this song on. If you want to feel good, you put this song on. So like, we've really divided the kind of moods through our music. I'm excited about that.
Going to start on the next album or just...
Yes. We've been writing it since last July, so it's been a year, and I'm excited because it's very directed. It knows where it's going, which the last album didn't, to be honest.
All right, so I think I read that you guys will be back touring in the States in the fall.
Right.
Can you share any details about that, like who you'll be with or where you'll be?
I don't think that's been released yet. I think that's going to be out after Warped Tour. Yeah.
But we're really excited about that.
Keep an eye out for that. Okay. Okay, a lot of people think of Vegemite when they think of a distinctly Australian food. Now, I know a lot of people here who have tried it don't like it. I think it's okay. You know, I have a weird palate, though. is there anything distinctly American food-wise that you just don't get?
Oh.
Cheese sticks.
What's that?
Cheese sticks.
Mozzarella sticks. But they're awesome.
I love those.
But we don't have that at home.
Pack them up and freeze them.
I know, it's amazing. We've got three vegetarians and a vegan in our crew. And we stopped at a truck stop once, and because Cameron is a vegan, he couldn't eat anything. Even your mashed potato was like, had bacon all through it. Just like weird stuff like that you would never see in Australia. But for us, that's cool. But yeah.
All right. On a tour, I forget which tour exactly it was, but I think Motionless in White was in there.
Yeah.
There was an advertisement for it that had you guys, Fearless Friends, where you guys were animated. I think you were as, like, Cammy from Street Fighter or something like that. Did you play the games at all growing up? Or?
No, I didn't. I actually was I'm not familiar with them at all, so I feel like a little bit of a fake, but that wasn't my idea, so I'm not going to take the blame, but yeah, I'm not familiar with the game at all. Yeah.
Too late, though.
Yeah, that's right. What console is it on?
Let's see. Is it on most of the consoles, but like maybe a Genesis, Super Nintendo?
I think that's when I heard it came out.
Yeah, yeah. We were playing it like the arcade games, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
okay.
92 or whatever. But...
That's the year I was born. That's
oh,
so
my
funny.
God. Now I feel old.
Don't feel old.
All right, so I always end interviews this way.
Right.
You're stuck on a desert island, one album, rest of your life. What is it?
Wow. Oh, you first.
Whoever's ready.
Oh my gosh, that's a great question.
Oh, well. Probably Artist in the Ambulance by Thrice.
That's like the hardest question, because I'm trying to think of stuff that would make me happy and...